From Hawthorn, we will head across town to their former great rival from the 80s anyway, Essendon, where Adrian Dodoro awaits. Adrian, thank you for your time tonight. You got yourselves involved inadvertently in this trade period when you got the call from Colin Young, manager of Bobby Hill, about the potential there. It didn't transpire that way, but you got yourself involved.
Yeah, g'day, Damo. Yeah, it was an interesting last couple of days. Got the call on Friday that Bobby wanted to potentially move from GWS, and he had met with Collingwood, and then we had a chat with him, and he was pretty keen to get to the Bombers, but wasn't to happen today. So, unfortunately, we couldn't get it done for Bobby, but he's a contracted player, and we fully respect GWS's decision.
You didn't seem to have much time to get your head around the possibilities around this one?
With trade periods, look, it's interesting. And Sauce is there and he'll tell you. Things can happen in the space of an hour. The player was on board, the club was on board, the manager was on board, but the most important part was GWS. And Jason was really honest and upfront from our first discussion that he didn't want to entertain trading Bobby, and you have to respect that.
How's Bobby's emotions, Adrian? So what do you do from your end? Like, when's the last time you spoke to Bobby, and how difficult will it be for him, you think, to go back now?
He'll be fine, mate. He'll be fine. He's a resilient, tough kid. You get to know these boys and you form that friendship with them very, very quickly, but he'll go back. He'll have a really, really good year next year. So, you know, and we wish him all the very, very best. But my last conversation with him was probably around about 5 o'clock, and just said, look, you know, we tried our best, wish you all the very best. And he was fine. He's got a tattoo, actually, so he was happy.
Adrian, what about the Bombers' first selection in the draft? Like, do you go around the 11 to 13 mark with probably once Dacos and Darcy get taken, but is there a particular need you feel the club needs to look for in this draft with that early selection?
Yeah, I think Lordy over the last, particularly last year, we've invested heavily in youth and we've wanted to bring the best quality that we can find, first and foremost. And then I think that, you know, we've got a nice balance, but we always want to get better. I think we'll pick the best player available at that selection. But we've got until November 15th to possibly partake in swapping of picks. And I had a discussion as late as a couple of hours ago with some clubs. So, yeah, there's plenty to play out between now and the draft, for sure.
I was just going to ask you about that, Adrian, about would you be open to splitting that pick 11, and where do you see the draft? Has it got some depth about it?
Oh, I think it is. I know that myself, Rob Force, tonight, done a fair bit of work on it, particularly the last couple of weeks together, and you know, we're happy to be picking all the way through. I don't think there's going to be, I think there might be 60-odd selections in the national draft from what the intel is, so, you know, if you're getting even your last pick, you're going to get a quality, hopefully a quality player.
Adrian, you missed out on Bobby Hill, but you did get Jake Kelly through the door. Where do you see him playing and what will his role be?
Yeah, we did target Jake. So we went into the trade period, you know, wanting to probably just fill an area that was slightly concerning us, and that was the ability to shut down some of these tricky small forwards. And he was a perfect fit for us. You know, everything that we wanted and saw in Jake is what he'll deliver to us. He's got experience, he's got a great record on, you know, very, very good tricky forwards, and that'll free up the likes of, you know, Jordan Ridley and Hind and Redmond and Dyson Heppel to play more probably offensive roles, even though we play a very defensive style of footy. So, no, we target him and we're wrapped to have him, and he's just going to give us some really good depth in our defence.
Well, given how you absolutely nailed the draft last year, I'm sure you'll be keen to move into the next phase of the AFL calendar, that being the draft period. Adrian, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thanks, Damo. Thanks very much.